Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
It's 10:04 p.m. That is, of course, local time. It's 1930 UTC, where you live. Salutations. My name is Tobe, and boy, what did I do today? Well, today I was going to go out and do some more field recording like I usually do, or at least I have been doing. And I was getting all excited because when I woke up this morning, I looked out the windows and it was nice and sunny and it didn't seem like it was very windy. And I thought, ooh, great, all right. So I got dressed, I ate, grabbed all my equipment, jumped in the car. And by the time I got anywhere, it was very windy again. So I ended up just sort of driving around for an hour. But I was also kind of scouting out mushroom locations. And at this time of year when there's no mushrooms, this basically consists of driving around looking for places that there should be mushrooms when it becomes mushroom season. And I do know where there's a lot of these places. And then it's a matter of trying to figure out, is this public land or do I need permission to be here? And I was out in my favorite area to do this. It's kind of just north of me, in the edge of town, where we have a bunch of lakes and creeks that converge, and there's lots of low-lying areas that drain well. And I was driving around this one actually very large lot of land, and it's very confusing and very weird, but I did find out that it is owned by the Irvington Fire Department. And I thought, wow, this is great. So now all I got to do is go over to the Irvington Fire Department and say, hey, Irvington Fire Department, you know that property at approximately 96th and Rainwood Drive, or wherever that was? Actually, it was not that far west. It was more like 76th. Regardless, I will get permission from them to go look for mushrooms on their property. And that way, I will be covered. While I was over in that area of town, I drove down this one street. It's kind of almost more like a state highway, I think. And there's this one field, and I don't know what's growing in it, but in there every spring, the ground cover turns purple, and so there's this big purple field, and it's probably 5 or 6 acres, maybe a little bit bigger. It's just pure purpleness. And so I'm glad I got to see that again this year. It's always cool. And while I was doing all this driving around, I had plenty of opportunity to look down into fields and stuff. And I saw some turkeys. Not big flocks of them or anything, just one standing in the field here and there. I think I saw two in one particular field, but I saw 3 or 4 turkeys altogether in 2 or 3 different places. That was fun. I did not see any marmots. I looked for some. And I even saw some marmot holes, but I did not see any mutties. Well, here's something a little weird. I was just kind of looking out my window here. And even though the blinds are closed, they're not fully closed, so I can still see a little tiny bit, right? And I saw some bright red. And I thought, oh, there must be a cardinal sitting out on the steps to my deck out there. So I sort of lifted up the blinds. And no, there's not a cardinal out there. I have a single tulip blooming in my garden. And boy, now I feel terrible because I just was watching the weather not too long ago, the Weather Channel. And they said it's going to freeze again tonight. We've had some bizarre weather here. It just keeps, you know, we have one warm day, then a bunch of cold days. And that's putting off my mushroom season. I should be finding mushrooms by now. But no. No. It has to be too cold. And maybe we're not getting enough rain. You know, last year was one of these really early spring years. And this year looks like it's going to be a really late spring year We haven't had an average spring year in forever. I've got the TV going in the background here, and I'm not really watching it. I've got it on mute, but there's some NASCAR racing going. And you know how much I love to watch cars drive around real fast. Zoom, 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 zoom. So, that's entertaining me a little bit right now. I actually watched some of this qualifying. When was that? Was that on Friday? Was this a Friday race? I think it was, yeah. And I kind of prefer the NASCAR qualifying over the F1 qualifying. Maybe F1 needs to take a page out of the rule book of NASCAR and fix their qualifying problems. But, you know, that's just my opinion. What do I know? And, of course, I'm hoping Kyle Busch in his M&M's car. Oh, wait. Is this the M&M's car or is this the energy drink car? He drives different cars in different races. But last weekend, he won two races at, where was it? Martinsville? Who has the clocks? Yeah, so anyway, he won two clocks. The trophy for winning that particular race is a giant grandfather clock. And Kyle Busch had never won one, even though he'd been in, 29 or 30 races? And he's a winning type of driver, but he'd in 30 races, he'd never won at Martinsville. He's never won a grandfather clock. And then he won two in one weekend. What you gonna do with those giant clocks, Kurt? Fill them up with M&Ms? That's what I'd probably do. Okay, it's time for a tea check. Let's grab the tea here. Oh, it's delicious. But isn't it always delicious? Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, I do love drinking tea so much. Ugh. Let's put it back down. Did I mention that my TV is sending me secret messages? Or perhaps more accurately, somebody is sending me secret messages through my television? Yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute, maybe in the second half of this show. Today, I don't know what it is, I'm also getting the urge to light some fireworks. I don't know why that is. I guess we're starting to get close enough to fireworks season that my subconscious brain is starting to itch a little bit. The fireworks trucks don't even show up to my favorite fireworks vendors until May 20th. So we're what? Still like 6, 7, 8 weeks out? Ugh. What am I gonna do? I'm just gonna have to light some fireworks or something. What do I feel like doing? As you may or may not remember, I'm a real fireworks nut. Deep in my heart, I'm a big fan of shells. But in the last few years, I've sort of gotten away from shells just because, I don't know, they're kind of expensive to make and very time consuming, but yeah, I found some workarounds for that. But recently, in the last few years, 3 or 4 years, I've been a rocket nut. And mostly I've just been buying rockets when I buy fireworks. Because I live close enough to this great state of Missouri where every firework is legal. Oh, I love you, Missouri. I'm extremely tempted to go out right now and light some rockets, but it's so windy that it's just not worth it. We wouldn't be able to hear them. They fly weird. They fly into the wind. They don't go very far out, and they blow up, and then they come flying back in your face, the stick and the cardboard tube. So maybe we're going to have to put that off for a couple of days. I also have the urge to go out and light some bees. Zzz, zzz, and watch them go flying around. But it's way too windy for bees. Yeah, it gets a little dangerous. when burning things jump up off the ground and start flying through the air. And if the wind is blowing in the wrong direction, burning things fly into your face. And that's why we don't light bees when it's this windy. Oh, brother, I don't know if you can hear that, but somebody is sitting right outside my door, meowing very loudly. Yang, 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 meow, 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 meow. Somebody's making funny noises, sticking her paws under the door. So I've got to go out and deal with Pippa, because she's being very yangy kitty and needs my attention for something. So I'm going to go out there and deal with my cat. And in the meantime, you're going to listen to some stuff. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you all about the mysterious secret messages that my television is sending me. All right, be right back.
I missed it, guys. Try it again. Hi, I'm Eddie Idle. I-D-L-E. No, it's not my real name. Before this, I was Chaney Link in the prisons. That wasn't my real name either. I guess that wasn't a very good name. Probably because I thought of it before I found Mertz.
That's right, Eddie. We love you.
Everything was bad then, before Mertz. We couldn't get any material to perform. And arguments broke out on stage. Guys were taking equipment home, not bringing it back. Maybe you read about it.
No, we hated each other.
The prisms. You guys aren't even the prisms. Well, anyway.
Sorry, Eddie, I wasn't following.
These guys don't even read.
Yeah.
Then I happened to buy a tin of Mertz, the tiny brain-shaped tablet that makes up your mind. Well, that changed everything, I guess. I ditched the band. I changed my name, got these guys together, switched to keyboards. Now I'm Eddie Idle, completely famous, with a future that's economically secure.
That's gonna be a great song.
You know, you guys can get your life in gear too, but first, you've got to get your mind in gear with Mertz. Mertz makes up your mind. Okay, guys, let's do another take on Rolling Down the River.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
Yes, hello, and welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your chairman. My name is Tobe, and you are, of course, listening to Anon Radio. All right, well, this is where it gets a little weird, and I don't even know how to begin explaining this, but I suspect that the television is sending me secret messages. That's right, you heard me. My television is sending me secret messages. And these are messages just to me. They're not, you know, broadcast for everyone. These are secret messages just for me. And how do I know this? How did I find out? Oh gosh, I don't even know where to start with this weirdness. But let's start here. Late last night, or maybe I should say very early this morning, because it was well after midnight, I was watching TV, except there wasn't anything on that I wanted to watch. And so I just called up the TV schedule, you know, the little schedule that's, you know, built into your cable or your satellite. You probably don't have the exact same cable package I do, but you probably have something similar, and you know what I'm talking about. You push a button on your remote control and a schedule of the TV programs comes up that you can scroll through. Well, I was just scrolling through the list of everything that was on, just going through the schedule, trying to find something to watch in the middle of the night, and there never is anything. But I was up kind of in high cable, and I noticed that, and don't ask me how I noticed this, but the highest prime numbered station that I have on my schedule is channel 151, and this would be TBN. And I thought, oh, there's a prime numbered station. That's the highest prime numbered station I have. TBN. It's almost like Tobe-N. And I thought, boy, if there was another station with an O, I could get a Tobe out of that. So I started going down the list, and the next prime numbered channel I had going down was channel 131, KPTM. And you know how these schedules are. There's a little column with the number of the channel, and then there's a short 3 or 4 letter identifier that is often the call letters of the station, but something to tell you what the channel is. And these are the letters I'm looking at. And I thought, this is weird. And so I started making a list of prime numbered channels. And so after 131, I had 113, which was KDIN, and then 109, which was just NE for Nebraska. It was a public television station. And then 107 was EVIN, 83 was Fox, and 79 was POP, P-O-P. And I wrote down a bunch of other ones, but it's just these first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that we're concerned about at this point. Because, you know, then I noticed that, well, there's some T's in there, there's some O's in there, and there's a B in there. That spells Tobe. That's unusual. Is somebody trying to send me a message? Is somebody trying to get my attention? So I wrote down all these letters, and there's about 22 of them, 24 of them. And after I actually count all these letters, there's 23. And if you're in comm right now, I will post all of these letters so you can see what they are, and you might want to copy these because you might want to paste them into something later. But for all those who are listening who cannot see these letters, I will read them to you. POPFOXEVINNEKDINKPTMTBN. Those are the letters we're concerned with. And while I was looking at these, I realized that, well, there's a Tobe in here. I wonder if this is a secret message for me. Of course it is. So what's our next step? The next step, of course, is to type all of these letters into an anagram server on the internet. And of course I use the internet anagram server. You know, Nagaram. So if you Google Nagaram or anagram, you will be able to find a link to the internet anagram server. And if you're at your computer, I suggest you do this now. So while I was at the internet anagram server, I noticed that there was an advanced search feature. So I clicked on advanced search, and you'll understand here why in a second. And it gave me some fields that I could fill in. And so I put my list of 7 quote words, the 23 letters, into the field where it, you know, enter your text or whatever, right? And then there was a a field that said, include these words, or be sure to include this. And being as I know this is a message to me, and I know that the letters T-O-B are in my sample, I just typed TOBE into this box, since I'm basically only looking for messages to me and not anything else. So I hit enter, or I clicked go or whatever to make it work, and the computer thought for a second, and then it spit out a list of anagrams for, you know, those letters, the 23 letters that I typed in. And there are 682 possible anagrams for these 23 letters. And I was hoping there'd be fewer, because now I've got this giant list that I need to go through. Now, if you yourself have gone to the anagram server website and have entered in these letters, you have also got the same results on your screen that I do right now. 682 anagrams found, displaying all. And great, we get all this very bizarre stuff. And not a lot of it makes any sense. So now I gotta go through all of these anagrams to find the secret message that my TV was trying to send me. And I found a few possibilities. The first one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The ninth one on my list is Tobe Penned Fox Pink Knit MVP. Now, if you're not familiar with the abbreviation MVP, that is an acronym that stands for Most Valuable Player. And if we rearrange these words a little bit, which is, you know, totally fair, we get Tobe MVP. That would be me. I'm the most valuable player here. Tobe MVP. Knit Pink Penned Fox. Mm-hmm. Aha. So, and I do some knitting. And I do like foxes. I don't like to pen them up, though. But apparently, the TV is telling me to knit a pink penned fox, as I, the most valuable player, am required to do. Boy, that's very mysterious. How do you knit a fox? I'll have to go out and buy some pink yarn. Okay, let's go a little bit further down the list and see what else we can find here. And here's another one a little bit further down the list. Tobe, expend font ink pink MVP. So Tobe, most valuable player, expend pink ink font. So apparently this is telling me to write something and either use a font called expend or but to do it in pink ink. So I'm to expend something and use a font that highlights pink ink. I don't even have a printer, so I'm not sure how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to have to do it because the TV told me to with a secret message. Let's look for another one down the list here. Here's another one with MVP in it. Tobe Pond Knife Next Pink MVP. So the MVP Tobe Next Pond Pink Knife. So maybe I should be looking for a pink knife next to a pond. And since I do spend a lot of time around ponds, I can see where this would be an important message to me. I need to be looking for a pink knife next to a pond. All right, I'll do that. Let's keep going down the list here. And as we get further down here, now I've found a list. There's a chunk of about 20, maybe 25 anagrams with the word find in them, so I'm being told to find something. Tobe, find next pep kink on MVP. I don't get it. Here's an interesting one. Tobe, find Kent pen ink MVP pox. I do know a guy named Kent, and am I supposed to find an ink pen for Kent? He's an MVP, but Pox? Oh, we don't want a Pox. Or look at this one. Tobe, find next Pep Kink MVP no. Okay, so is it telling me to find no Pep next to Kink? Find no Kink next Pep? Yeah, see, these don't quite make as much sense. It seems like it's telling me to find something, but it's unclear. And here's a segment in the list that contains the word kind. And so we end up with stuff like Tobe, kind, then, next, ink, MVP, pop. Okay. Tobe, next, pop, MVP. Okay, I'm the next pop music most valuable player with ink in a fen. Kind of. Tobe, kind, fen, pep, nix, not, MVP. See, these aren't starting to make much sense. Although it's very clear that my TV is sending me a message, I can't quite figure out what the TV wants me to do. And this might be because I don't have a large enough sample. I have, let's see, let's count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 other prime numbered television channels. And so I've got 15 more 3 and 4 letter groups of letters that I need to decode. And I'm going to have to do this in chunks because I have about 75 or 76 letters altogether. And that is too many for the anagram server to handle. And that's kind of a pain because I need to have all my letters in the mix at once to figure out what this big message is. So, I don't know, I might have to, break it down into smaller chunks. I think the anagram server can only do about 25 letters at a time, depending on, you know, the server load, which irritates me to no extent. But I would have to break this down into 3 different things, then I'd be rearranging words. It seems to me that I would be better off writing my own computer program to check this against a dictionary, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to code anything up. But I gotta know what this mysterious message my TV is trying to send me. Although, you know, I will be looking for a pink knife next to a pond. I'm gonna be doing that a lot over the next couple of weeks because, like I said, you know me, you've listened to this show, I spend a lot of time walking around ponds. So, I'm gonna be watching out for the pink knife. Gotta find Tobe, MVP. Find pink knife next to pond. Oh, I will. And when I do find that pink knife, you can rest assured that I will tell you all about it, and we will take the next steps into solving this very mysterious mystery right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to find out if I find a pink knife next to the pond. All right, I guess it's about that time. If you're looking at the clock, we don't got much time left. So there's our Hello Kitty. What's she gonna say next? What? That's right. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.